How weird is it just having a long week and a half to prepare and try to keep these guys sharp?
Well, I mean, I think they're that part of it. You know, we've handled the weekend. You know, we never did get at the end of training camp time, which we usually give the players. So it came after the game. And, is it an unusual stretch? Sure it is, but you play when they tell you to play.
You had mentioned after the Cowboys game that before that there were a couple of bad practices. How were the two this week?
I think they're getting better. I really do. Yesterday was the effort was very good, and you know, the execution not as good as you'd like, but I probably can never say that. Today it was, for the most part, it was good. I didn't think the last periods were as good, but the effort again and the focus was better.
Far enough along the week to make a decision on left tackle yet?
There'll be no change there unless I let you know. Excuse me.
It looks like you got a bunch of guys back, partially Nick's practice today.
They did, and we're going to hope that he's going to be able to work on Thursdays, but I think it was really good for him to be out here on the grass. The fields are exceptional, and he moved well. He moved well.
And what about Prince move?
I didn't really see anything that made me think otherwise. I know it's a slow process, and he's in the process. So.
He seemed to think he was limping yesterday. Did you see
him? He said that?
Yes.
Did you see? I think he had a couple of moments, which that's not unusual for what he's going through. It's just how well does he come back from that? You know?
Tom, when you look at your first defense, do you get the idea that they have been and will be motivated by the memories of what Tony Romo and the Dallas run game did to them?
Well, I'm sure that they're going to be motivated, period. But, you know, we remind them as often as we can of the way in which the game went and what the key statistics were in the game, et cetera. So they're very well aware of it.
How unusual do you consider it when your big three pass rushers, I know the two inside guys each got a sack, but when the other three don't?
Well, it usually doesn't favor us when that kind of thing happens. We're much better off when, you know, when the pressure's distributed and the ends are, whoever gets the sacks, I don't, or pressures, I don't really care, but we need them. We need more of it.
Those guys, I mean, not only were there no sacks, they did not get credit for a quarterback hit, which is
that's unusual. Yeah. That's not what we would design.
I mean, do you take it upon yourself to casually mention to one of those three defensive ends about it, or do you think they're being reminded?
Oh, I think they've been well reminded, and we do. You know, we take perhaps individually, but
when you study that about the no hits, were they just not winning their one-on-one matchups, do you think, for the most part?
Well, there was a lot of reasons. They ran it well, the ball was out quick. There was a bunch of reasons for that. And we broke down containment some, which put the quarterback on the outside. It gave him all day.
When you see the Bucs defense and the third down conversion ratio, mm-hmm. they held the Panthers to, what does that tell you?
They got a good scheme. They work hard. They have a good scheme. And, you know, they were timely in what they were able to do. And they caused pressure and hits on the quarterback. And so they certainly did play well on third down.
Tom, if your players say they're sensing a sense of urgency from you, the high motivation to improve and the pace being quicker and you wanting to be quicker at practice, in what ways are they reading you and your message correctly?
They pretty much got it. They're right on it. We've talked all week about playing, about practicing better, about having better energy, about a sense of urgency, about getting our football right now, as I say it. And so I think they've got the message.